Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday, and it's time for the news. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Make sure you follow our Facebook page where you can catch any videos or helpful links that we mention on the air. That's the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Check it out. All right, here's what's happening. So we do have Labor Day around the corner, and we've got a heat wave around the corner as well, although no signs of it yet. It's actually overcast at my place at the moment, and the weather yesterday was delightful. I think it was in the 70s. So
it was warm but perfect, not overly warm by any means.
Right. So it's coming. Enjoy, I guess, though, in the meantime, the weather's been pretty great. I like
it. You were saying you have triple digits projected for you?
That's what I'm seeing on these little apps. A couple different apps have had very different predictions, but ultimately it looks like it's going to be really hot on Sunday.
Yeah.
And that's okay. You know, whatever. It sucks for the firefighters who are still fighting fires that many of us have been able to avoid and move back home. But yeah, let me see if I've still got it. Yeah, I've got 104. Predicted for my house on Sunday.
Yeah, I have like 86, which is warm.
Oh,
and it's
good
usually,
for you. Rub it in, Sarah.
Yeah.
What's going to happen in Millbrae?
Good old Mill Valley.
75 and sunny.
I haven't even looked.
San Jose has 100. I'll tell you a few of them. San Francisco for Sunday. Oh, of course you're going to slow down. Come on, dark sky.
Oh,
Bryn has 81 on Sunday in Millbrae.
Good old Millbrae.
Good old Millbrae.
Oh, you do? Yeah, there you go. That's
Benicia, in the thick of it.
Uh-huh. San Francisco.
I'll have fighter jets and chemtrails, so.
San Francisco says 83, which is absolute scorcher in the city. As if you're ever there and it reaches over 80 degrees, it feels like you're dying. Mm. You just can't believe how hot it is. But that's because you just aren't used to it in the city.
Right.
Anyway, I got a question. Before we get to the news, I wanted to ask you a question. It's actually semi-related or a jump off from the news, but I'm curious because I've been noticing that we have, look, people are working from home now. In some cases, it's working fine. So people are thinking this may be a permanent change. We just saw Pinterest say, nah, we're not going to move into that building. We don't need a giant building.
We'd rather pay $89 million to get out of our lease than take that office space.
Yikes. So I'm also hearing in marketing and advertising the changes that are being made. For example, Sonic on one of their, that's a fast food restaurant, but on one of their ads now, it's about how eat in your car. You'll love it. It's way better to eat in the car. No one's looking at no one judges you for your order. And I'm thinking, wow, they really are going all in on a new normal. And I don't necessarily believe it. I do think there's workplace changes are possible, sure. Mm-hmm. But like now I'm looking at the Burger King of the future is completely fashioned around the things that we are dealing with today. But we've had pandemics before and we didn't change the way we built things from what was it, 1918 was the last pandemic. We sort of built up life. After
Were far fewer people around in 1918.
Yeah, okay.
That's the only thing I can think, Vinny, is that they got past it and modern medicine wasn't what it is today. And certainly social media wasn't even dreamed of. I mean, they just went back to life as normal and life was, you know, it just was what it was.
Well, I'll give you an example. Right. For me, one of the things I thought about in the Pinterest story was I benefited greatly from being around, being at work around more experienced people.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only reason I was able to be here today, mm-hmm. is because older people or people who were, you know, well into their careers, let me learn from them. Let me be around them and see how it is you act like a professional and what it is you, and to lose that, I'm just like, wow, that for young people coming up, that's going to suck. Now, I guess the new normal, you won't have to know how to conduct yourself in an office place because there won't be one, but it still doesn't seem to me that there's still great learning experiences that are being lost there. I don't like it.
I agree with you. I do think that there is real value in a workplace, and it's a continued socialization. I think that we become really shadows of ourselves when we never leave our houses. As much as I really like being here, it's also I should see people. I would like to see you. It's fun to interact with young interns, and I mean, it's just, and to be a part of something that feels like it's happening,
right?
And you don't get that at your house really ever.
So anyway, I guess the reason I bring it up is I'm seeing these stories with the, you know, the real changes are being made in business based on this, you know, tiny window of time.
Yeah.
I hope that it's an overreaction and that we see things return to normal fairly quickly. I want to believe that this was an accident. It got out. It's unfortunate. And I hope that it passes and we move on. And I can't imagine that you can't, well, look, I don't eat at Burger King, but you can't go in and eat a burger in one of their restaurants because now you got to drive through there.
Right.
Or you got to walk away and sit on the curb outside.
It's just so, because there's so much more to it. And I think that I hope that what really comes of this pandemic is that we learn what it takes to deal with one.
If it comes up
scrambling
again.
And
right.
Exactly. That, you know, these, okay, fine, Burger King, have things in place, but I want to go back to normal. Everyone gets a vaccine and we go back to normal,
right.
More or less.
Yes,
we've learned.
The New York Times tech blog recently ran a list of gadgets you shouldn't buy. So now this is from the New York Times. It's not me, and I'm just interested in it because we all buy stuff, right? And here we are oftentimes mm-hmm. caught with something that costs too much money and doesn't really work that great. One of the things on their list, this is again from the New York Times, their tech blog. They say, don't buy Apple chargers, other name brand cables, or other name brand cables. Generic cables work just as good and are cheaper. And I feel like I've been given so many over the years. We have a surplus of I don't even know how you don't have chargers.
They do seem to be hanging around, don't they?
All over. Yep.
They there's some splitting like right behind the neck a lot of times, and then you have to jiggle the cord to make it work. And I do tend to buy the name brand one. I'm like, well, this is an Apple one, so it'll be great for the Apple thing.
Right.
But,
well, they're saying
true.
No.
It is just conducting electricity.
We were looking into this, and I'm glad I saw the story. Air fryers. Have you heard of that?
I use one all the time.
I have heard of that. What? Oh.
You do?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Yeah, I love it. Well, I don't use as much oil.
How does it work?
I don't really know exactly the science behind it, but for my daughter who loves French fries, and I do too, I give her a lot of French fries. So I cut up potatoes and I'll spray a little bit of oil on it, but I'm not soaking it in oil like you would if you want to
deep fry
something.
Yeah, it's not cooking in oil.
So it's almost like deep frying it without having to drench it, you know, in oil. So that's, I feel like it's healthier.
Uh-huh.
But what do I know? I don't know.
Well,
and
no, if you like it.
And clean?
I love it. It's easy to clean.
Oh,
maybe you
have to reconsider, Vin.
No, this isn't. Well, they're saying here that if you're hoping for the same taste as deep fried, you will be disappointed. That's the story from the New York Times tech blog. You know, I do think, though, that once you get used to anything, you start to go, hey, this tastes great. And it's not until you actually get this a French fry that has been deep fried that you go, oh, wow, we've been missing out. I don't know. Right. Maybe that's the case. But
with enough salt in my fries, it's fine.
Yeah, there you go.
And I will admit that I do go to McDonald's sometimes just because I like their fries and I'll get a Happy Meal for Kevin, you know.
Avoid essential oil insect repellents, sticky bug traps, and bug zappers. They say regular old bug spray is the best. So these essential oils, I've been hearing that from different people who, you know, are really hippie types. And I like that you're trying to find natural cures for things. But if you're going to a place that's going to be savaged by mosquitoes, you probably do for sure want to use DEET. As gross as it is.
Let's get some deep woods off. Come on.
Right.
I know it is gross. It is, but it is really the only thing that truly works. Your essential lavender oil is really just going to make you smell pleasant to the bugs.
That DEET stuff, though, feels so chemically, like your whole body feels like covered in it. It is gross.
Goo.
But,
and then dust and dirt stick to you and you just, your sweat's like under it. It's bogus. Ugh. But it's the only thing that really works.
Oh, so you know what? That leads me to my next story. So there's a couple other things on the list, but I'll move on. Let me see. What do they say? Oh, Wi-Fi toothbrushes are overpriced and dumb.
Wi-Fi toothbrushes?
Wi-Fi toothbrushes.
I hadn't heard of that, but that's
Am I listening to music
thing.
The handle of my... I don't understand.
Let's see. For pets, avoid smart feeders, pet cameras, and automatic litter boxes. The feeders aren't that smart. Security cameras are cheaper and better than pet cameras, and automatic litter boxes malfunction a lot. I know we got an automatic litter box. We had it, and it was amazing, but the cat was not into it and therefore wouldn't use it. And so if you can't train the cat from the beginning and they stop using the thing, then yes, it's not worth it because now they're pooping and peeing elsewhere. Not good. All right, camping. So this is something that I've done in the past and haven't done it in many years. But I love camping. Camping's cool. Like, you build a tent and you get the wood and make a fire. And, you know, in my case, I always like, you know, you do your little campfire cookout. And it's fun. There's something to that for sure. But they say that technology has ruined camping. People cannot go camping without bringing their phones for sure. So you're not disconnecting at all. You're fully connected at all times. So there you are.
What's
Googling
the Wi-Fi
stuff.
Password at the campground?
You're reading the news instead of being, you know, out in nature. You're posting photos to social media. Now, here's one, though, that I would say I think using GPS when you go on hikes is super important. I know so many bike riders and hikers and people who've gone on a hike or whatever, and they find themselves as the sun is coming down, struggling to find their way back out. That GPS will save your life, or at least save you a night of struggle. I like the GPS when you're out on for hikes and other reasons. I've absolutely seen people I know post. I took a bike ride. I was out. I'm in the middle of nowhere. And it's starting now. The sun's coming down, and I don't know my way out of here. Like mountain biking trails and stuff. That's scary, dude. They say people are bringing video games and streaming movies to watch together in the tent, which I could see why people are just, well, let's get in that tent. Let's watch a movie. All right. Now you're just home watching TV.
Yeah.
It's a hybrid. You can have a little bit of both. You're in nature, you're enjoying the woods, but then you can hunker down in your little RV and watch a movie. That's like the best of both worlds, right?
Well, that's what they're saying here is it's camping as we knew it is ruined, but it's sure you can still go. You'll just
it's
also order a pizza to your campsite and
Does DoorDash bring Thai food up here? Let's get that. I'm in the mood for that. Hot dogs on the I don't think so.
It's so embarrassing. Wow, we're ordering food out. We're camping, and we're going to have a pizza delivered.
All right.
Our text strange. Number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few. Let's see. 510 says, we are four kids, and my parents would have us go inside, eat at Burger King. It was like a practice run before we upgraded to eat at an actual restaurant. Learning how to behave in public. Yeah, I guess. We got an automatic litter box, says 415. Every time it moved, it filled the room with the litter box smell. We didn't have a garage to hide the smell, so they, yeah. The one we had was amazing. You never, it just, the cat would go, would walk out, and then it would start its little turn, cycle, and it would just, oh man, it was, you know, but hey, I like taking that scooper and picking up dusty poop. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Like, look, that's just as easy.
Right. 415, your first example of non-Apple chargers is terrible. They did a study recently, and 99% of all non-Apple chargers had safety problems and were, and or were hackable? Hackable, okay.
Somebody
can
hack into your
that.
Charger?
Hack your charger?
This person's a conspiracy theorist. I don't like it.
Well, they may be right about that. There's certainly studies that contradict each other, but...
Yep.
Oh, look, I'm out of time. All right, well, we'll read more text a little later. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Dancing with the Stars announced their lineup, and there's some funny people. There's people you've never heard of, and then there's a couple of people you're like, that guy, huh? And that girl,
all right.
too. After these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.